When's the last time you connected to the internet? Maybe we should say, when are you ever not connected? But 2/3 of the world's population does not have access to the World Wide Web. And until recently, neither did the people of Ijwi Island in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The island, which is located on a lake right on the border with Rwanda, has just gotten wired. We're now joined by Jacques Sibisaho, who is a doctor and a native of the island, and he splits his time between there and New York City. Doctor, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
So how did this idea of bringing the internet to Ijwi Island come about?
Twice we lost doctors. So the first one who came, who didn't last more than a few weeks, said he liked the idea, our initiative, he believed in it, but he couldn't get in touch with his family. And the second one, who was in the middle of finishing his master's degree in public health, said he couldn't get in touch with his professors. So I went back to the community and asked them how we could help keep the doctors on the island. They've heard of internet, but they've never seen. They just suggest that we should get internet.
Is it very expensive?
Yeah, it's very expensive. We have to pay $1,500 a month for that.
Wow. You raise money for that in New York?
Yes, we do. A friend of mine, who is also the president of our board, donated the money to buy the expensive equipment and pay the first month.
But tell us how it's helping you, what effect it's having.
Whenever I'm in New York, communication with the staff is almost impossible. One physician has to climb a mountain to just speak with me about a case. But now I'm able to Skype with the physicians. Whenever they have a case, they will just send me an email and I will go on Skype and we'll consult together.
Not everything on the web is going to be directly helpful, is it?
That was our fear. Our first fear was that this island that has been isolated in many ways from the conflict and consumer society. Yeah. Now we were wondering, now that they have internet, they'll start watching all these stuffs that can get people to start consuming.
But I suspect you know that it's only a little while before people start watching funny cat videos.
Sure, you're right. I do enjoy them too.
Yes. Gosh, something just occurred to me. What happens if something goes wrong with your internet connection or your computer?
Our provider is based in Israel. Should we have a problem, so if I'm not able to connect on the island, they will notice that and they'll fix it from Israel.
Boy, what an age we're living in.
It's a beautiful age and a surprising age.
Jacques Sibisaho is a doctor from Ijwi Island and a New Voices Fellow at the Aspen Institute, speaking from New York. Doctor, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Scott.
This is NPR News.